Now an arts and entertainment review with Bob Sikorsky.
Come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, there's always tomorrow. Little Orphan Annie has been telling us that for the past 3 decades. And it wasn't intended to become the theme song for Riverside's downtown theater scene. It just seems to have fit perfectly. But so does its somber observation that it's all still a day away. This was the message brought home last week when the realization struck, noting that things have not been spectacular where the Fox Performing Arts Center and Municipal Auditorium are concerned. The Fox, expected to be the crown jewel in the city's developing downtown renaissance, is suddenly showing weariness where enthusiasm had been expected. And at the time of this taping, consternation had been settling in. Actually, it had been present from the start. The theater itself looked quite attractive and presentable, but problems quickly became apparent, especially when it came to deciding who was really running the show. And a number of Los Angeles producers, several interested in bringing presentations to Riverside, began asking such embarrassing questions as, doesn't anybody in Riverside ever return phone calls? Eventually, however, the Needlelander organization was signed on to bring Broadway-style productions to the Fox. But the stumbling failed to go away. Needlelander's first production, Annie, became a test that may not have entirely failed, but did become a near burlesque of procedure. The show was overbooked, there was no advance word in its cast, the opening date was changed at a near last moment, and its run was cut back to 3 performances. Needlelander pulled out soon after that, replaced by McCoy Rigby, headed by Tom McCoy and his wife, actress and former gymnast Kathy Rigby. Attendance has increased since then, but the Fox continues to have a large number of open dates. Meanwhile, Municipal Auditorium is expected to reopen soon. Described in the PBS special by Hugh Hauser as a magnificent structure, its inside has been something else, calling for multiple repairs. And somewhere in the not-too-distant future, there lurks somebody asking such obvious next questions as, what will this cost? Who's going to pay for it?
Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now.
And that's how I see it. I'm Bob Sikorsky.
Bob Sikorsky's Arts and Entertainment Review is heard weekly at this time. His opinions are his own.